Reds right-hander Scott Feldman squares off against the Cubs in his 200th big league start. And in the fourth inning, Feldman gets some help from Adam Duvall.
That ball driven into right field, and it is gone! The Reds lead 3-0. Duvall with number 19. Four straight hits for the Redlegs.
Now your team has given you a 3-0 lead. You don't want to come back and walk the leadoff batter. Struck him out swinging. He came up and in on Caratini to strike him out after essentially doing the same thing with Addison Russell. Quite a five-inning stint turned in here tonight, I want to tell you.
All right, so here's Ian Happ, and there's a base hit into right field. First Chicago hit of the game. Comes on a 1-2 pitch to the former UC Bearcat Ian Happ. And a bunt, safety bunt, and it is a run scored. Beautifully done by Peraza. The Reds pull off the safety squeeze, and they make it 4-0.
I think that caught everybody by surprise in blue.
Scott Feldman working on a one-hit shutout, pitching into the seventh. How about that pitch from Feldman? What a night he's having here tonight.
Feldman allows just two hits and two walks with seven Ks. The Reds win 5-0. Feldman beats the Cubs for the first time in his career. The Reds have now won four of their last six games, and Chris Bryant sits again for the Cubs with a sprained right ankle. With the win, the Reds improved to 34-45 for the season. Here's their manager, Brian Price.
Yeah, it was big. You know, in the first inning, I wasn't sure if he was settled in, you know. He went 1-2-3, but sometimes you can see things with guys, and he said, shoot, he felt way better going back out for this. He didn't have any problems, but he just, as the game went on, I think he got and felt better and better. His command, I think it was the second and third, they were leadoff walks to get things going, and after that, he was really locked in with great execution, a lot of early outs, and carried a no-hitter into the late into the sixth inning, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Secondary pitches were really good for him tonight.
Yeah, you know, he made a lot of good pitches with his fastball and cutter, but he had that nice breaking ball on the different angles. He's able to sweep it to the right-handers. He was able to, you know, keep it close to the lefties, throw it for a strike when he needed to, and he had the full arsenal.
Well, Adam Duvall is really on one of those roles he gets. He's up to almost 290 now, 19 homers, 57 RBI. He really, the middle of your lineup's tough.
Well, yeah, and we set the table there, you know, and Billy hit the ball there, and then Al Moore made an unbelievable throw all the way to third base. That was really impressive. But then we're able to get the next two on base. Cozart, who hit the ball right on the screws three times a day. Joey hits the double. And then I don't know what he hit. I don't know if it was, I thought it was an off-speed pitch, but to drive it out to right field off Montgomery, he was throwing a great game at the time, but, you know, was certainly the big blow.
Your two tack-on runs were, it showed the arsenal that you guys have. Joey steals third and the bad throw, and then the safety squeeze.
Yeah, well, it's actually, you know, the safety squeeze, it's a fairly common play anymore, but and Peraza did a great job, and Duvall did a great job with the read, but Joey on the, it was a delay steal at third base, you know, and you know, we talk about that a lot in spring, but we haven't done it much, and that's with the third baseman way off the line with a left-handed, you know, with a left-handed hitter up, and they're playing that big pull shift. And the Cubs have done it. They've done it in the past too. Their base runners are looking for that opportunity as well. And Joey, really on his own, he did great secondary lead and then breaks and was able to kind of beat the third baseman with the bag, and the throw ends up going into left field.
Is that one where it's up to him if he thinks he can beat him to third on that play?
Yeah, you know, we might plant the seed. In this one, it was all Joey, and it was, you know, you have to really sell the secondary lead. You have to really work your secondary lead, and then as you're finishing your secondary lead, then you just continue to third base or second base based on where you're going, but in this case, third base, and hope that you get either a catcher or an infielder asleep at the wheel. And it's a tough play because there's so much ground for the third baseman to cover to get to the bag in time to take the throw. So, you know, but he did that on his own, and the timing was great.
Another strong season continues for Adam Duvall. The slugger goes 1-for-3 with the big home run on Friday, including two runs scored. He's batting .288 for the year.
I mean, he was on tonight, man. It was enjoyable watching him pitch. I mean, he had command of all of his pitches, and, you know, when you can do that, it's tough as a hitter to, you know, he's flipping curveballs in there for strike one, and, you know, you feel like you're always behind as a hitter, and, you know, as a pitcher, he did what he needed to do tonight.
I've got to believe that you're a pitcher pitching against the Cincinnati Reds team. The way that Votto's going, the way that you're going, the way that Schebler's going, that meat of the order is really tough.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we pride ourselves on just taking good at-bats, you know, 1-9. And, you know, just fighting, being a tough out. And, you know, we can put together a big inning here and there. And, you know, with that, you know, Feldman threw a great game tonight, gave us a chance to go out there and put some runs on the board and a chance to win a ball game.
We always like talking about home runs and big hits and things like that. But I thought a couple of keys tonight. One, Joey stealing third base and the ball gets away and he scores. And then the safety squeeze at Peraza lays. I mean, that was two big plays.
Yeah, I mean, we covered all the bases tonight, you know, with the home run, the squeeze there and, you know, what, a seventh or sixth or seventh. You know, and then Joey basically stealing a run right there. And that's, you know, anytime you can tack on runs there late in the game, that's huge.
Finally, a little more juice playing against the world champion. You guys are playing really good right now. You've won three of your last four.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of in a groove. We're pitching well and, you know, playing very good defense and getting timely hits, and that's what it takes.
19 home runs for this guy and now 57 RBIs, tying Joey for the lead on the team. You going to get him by the All-Star break?
I hope so.
And more good news for Cincinnati. Zach Cozart returns from injury and goes 2-for-4 with a run scored.
I had to do way too much sprinting tonight, so yeah, I felt better, that's for sure.
It doesn't look like you missed much, especially with your eye at the plate. You have two base hits, scored a run too.
Yeah, actually, I was kind of surprised at how comfortable I felt at the plate. That was something. You know, I think I had 13 days off or so. So I was kind of curious to see what I would feel like, but I felt like I saw pretty good and put some good swings on it.
People don't realize the right thigh is the one you have to use for everything. The power and hitting, throwing, everything came through okay.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is when I run bases, you know, like you said, I'm making every left turn, which puts all the pressure on my right side. Pretty good today.
The Reds will look to make it two straight wins over the Cubs on Saturday when Jackson Stevens makes the start in his big league debut.